Everybody knows a Boy Scout when he sees him. Few know how he came about. Well, this is how. Years and years ago, I used to teach my young soldiers in the army the ways of backwoodsmen and explorers in order to make them manly fellows. When it was suggested that I should do the same thing with ordinary boys and so make them into good citizens. So I tried out a scheme with a mixed lot of boys under Sir Percy Everett as their scoutmaster on Brownsea Island. That was in 1907. Then I wrote a book called Scouting for Boys. Before long, thousands of boys reading the book started patrols and troops all about the country. Girls also took up the game. So I had to make a separate organization for them under the name of Girl Guides. And the movement grew like billy-o. His Majesty King Edward invited me to come and tell him about it and said that he believed that it would grow to be a big thing. So I left the army in order to run it. His Royal Highness the Duke of Connaught became our president and the Prince of Wales became Chief Scout for Wales. Very soon, foreign countries began to take it up also. Education authorities took an interest in it and pronounced the training to be a sound bit of education for developing that most important of all attributes, namely character. The training was all a jolly, health-giving, out-of-doors game of camping and hiking, which the boys enjoyed. Then, too, it suited every kind of boy, rich or poor, and no matter what his religion. But it had to be varied to suit boys of different ages. So the movement was divided into three grades: Wolf Cubs from 8 to 11, Scouts from 12 to 17, and Rovers over 17 and a half. Then there were branches. There was sea scouting for boys who liked boating, and there were several lines of scout work for those who were cripples or blind or deaf. The great idea put before every boy was that he should make himself strong and efficient to render service to other people. Consequently, we continually hear of scouts diving in to save people from drowning. Indeed, over 2,000 people owe their lives to the scouts. Now that all foreign countries have their scouts, we have a vast international family of nearly 2.5 million of them and 1.5 million of Girl Guides, all getting to know each other through international rallies and thus realizing their sense of brotherhood. Behind the existing scouts, there are millions of men in the different populations who have in their time been scouts. Thus there is growing up in each nation a body of loyal, dependable citizens, and internationally, a leaven of men filled with the spirit of mutual trust and goodwill, which is the true foundation for peace in the world. In the present time of unrest in the world and unemployment at home, the Scout and Guide movement is developing a steadying influence that could do yet greater good by further expansion. But for this, we need more leaders willing to come and take in hand the thousands of boys and girls anxious to join. Here lies a great opportunity for rendering a soul-satisfying service open to all who would help their country.